In the Middle of the Fjord in July, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. In the Middle of the Fjord in July by Fjordfruen. We were ready for something more than just an okay fuck after 3 weeks of 5-minute quickies on vacation. We got the chance when four of our children's aunt came to the beach at the same time. I grabbed the chance to go fishing without the kids. The weather was amazing. The temperature was over 20 degrees for a change. The water laid still before us and was at least 19 degrees warm. We drove our boat out on the fjord and felt the lust tickle our crotches in anticipation. If only the aunts knew that we'd left the fishing lines. We turned the motor off in the middle of the fjord and stripped off our clothes. He had a penis even the gods would envy. It was at least 7 inches when only half hard. The mere thought of cool seawater sliding around his waist made him horny as he peeped over while I slowly undressed. He jumped into the water first before watching me, his hot wife, stand on deck gathering courage for the big leap. After the counts of three, I jumped into the water and let the salt water explore my body. I checked if I was wet and hot with my hand as my husband climbed the bathing ladder. I could tell how appealing his cock was from behind, even though the water played tricks with the inches. He washed me as I swam with one hand and massaged my most tender spot with the other. His cold dick got hotter. It grew, becoming smoother, glossier, and wet in a whole new way. I had to get up. He lifted me up and carried me beneath the deck. He could get straight to the point, as there were no clothes to get off. I was cold from the water but already wet by arousal. First, he kissed me tenderly. Then, his lips quickened and breathing grew heavier. I no longer felt cold anywhere as his dick, cock, peeker, and yes, his limb reached its full height. I took it happily into my mouth and began sucking it greedily. His face contorted with joy as my lips caressed his helm. I decided to proceed to the next base, so our little getaway on the fjord wouldn't be disappointingly short. As I was about to drive his three fingers into his bum, we heard voices. Some kind people had stopped and wondered if we were okay. They thought it seemed a bit dramatic with a boat floating around without a visible driver.